So I made a post last night, which it turns out that I'm a woke liberal cuck soy boy, which I suspected. So I was like, maybe they won't want to hear it from me. So I had ChatGPT say what she thought. But it turns out ChatGPT is also part of the deep state. So, but for those of you that wanted to know what the old robot's answer to what to do, and I don't think you should just take it from the robot, by the way, but here it is.
To prevent this kind of authoritarian shift, people need to act now while there are still democratic mechanisms to fight back. Here's what can be done. Vote and protect elections. Vote in every election, local, state, and federal. Authoritarians rely on low turnout. Help others vote. Assist with voter registration, transportation, and combating misinformation. Monitor election integrity. Support groups that fight voter suppression and gerrymandering. 2. Organize and build community power. Get involved locally. City councils, school boards, and state legislatures shape policy before it goes national. Support independent media. Corporate media won't challenge power structures, but investigative journalists will. Create networks of support. Mutual aid groups and local activism strengthen resistance. Stein, push back against corporate and tech control. Advocate for strong privacy laws. Fight mass surveillance and corporate overreach. Diversify media consumption. Avoid relying solely on social media algorithms that manipulate discourse. Support labor movements. Worker power is a major force against corporate authoritarianism. Chat. Defend civil liberties and human rights. Donate to legal defense groups, ACLU, EFF, and other organizations fighting for rights. Challenge unjust laws early, before they become normalized and harder to overturn. Support marginalized communities. They're the first targets of authoritarian policies. 5. Engage in direct action and resistance. Protest, boycott, and organize strikes, historically effective ways to challenge authoritarian power. Use civil disobedience strategically. Resisting unjust laws forces a response and mobilizes opposition. Disrupt consolidation of power. Mass resistance can prevent policies from fully taking hold. 6. Stay informed and educate others. Know the warning signs of authoritarianism. Early action is critical. Talk to people. Normalizing political discussion reduces complacency. Use secure communication, especially if laws shift toward criminalizing dissent. Yet, build independent economic and social networks. Support local businesses and worker cooperatives. Resist monopolization. Create independent cultural spaces. Protect free expression outside of state or corporate control. Final thought. Authoritarianism isn't inevitable. It thrives on apathy, fear, and disorganization. The best defense is early, collective action,